right, so September is Heritage Month, with the 24th being Heritage Day here in South Africa. So in my research about what the word heritage means, I came across a really interesting organization called Be Happy to Be You. Now, according to their website, Be Happy to Be You is the most comprehensive ancestry test in Africa. It compares your DNA to that of various worldwide populations to determine your ancestry. Now, literally, where you come from, you can find this out. On the line with me right now to help me unpack this is Dr. Reinhard Hillier from Be Happy to Be You. Hi, Doctor. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Hi, Carol. Thanks a lot for having me on the show, and good morning to your listeners.
Yes, so the month of September, Heritage Month, we all are celebrating our heritage. But I find what you guys do so, so unique. Do you want to unpack to our audience exactly what Be Happy to Be You does?
Yes, yeah, of course. I'm happy to do that. So firstly, just to confirm, so Be Happy to Be You is a genetic ancestry test, and it's a product that is brought to the market by Artisan Biomed, a company in Cape Town. So what Be Happy to Be You does is it tests for genetic ancestry. So it looks for information in the DNA that's stored in that molecule that everybody, the humans, have in their cells. And compares an individual's DNA and genetic information to that of thousands and or hundreds of thousands of other people's DNA to look for similarities. So to be a little bit more specific, so human DNA contains billions of individual letters of genetic code. And the majority of that information is the same and are similar between individuals, but a sort of a small portion of that is different. And some information that is contained in that DNA can be used to compare how we differ from each other on the basis of where we are born and how we how DNA and genetic information has been sort of transported through history over generations. In human evolution.
I see. Why is it important that everyone should know their DNA ancestry?
Well, okay, so this is interesting. So I think a recreational interest. It's interesting for people to understand. So it's curiosity driven. So it's exciting to learn about genetic ancestry. So it's really interesting because one is. What it does, and the more information we have about the DNA that is stored in individuals, the more we learn about diversity. So often what we find is that there's a great richness in the information that is stored in DNA, and people can learn a lot about their own history, where their families are coming from. In some cases, it may reveal that, you know, somebody has been living in one area for a very long time and the family has been there for a very long time. And in other instances, it can reveal something very interesting because we may find out, or somebody may find out, that he or she really has got some interesting ancestry and there's a family history that was previously not known. So we tend to know how we relate to other people in a region or in a country or across the world, and I think that's very interesting. The other reason why this is interesting, I think, in addition to really embracing diversity and how we relate to each other, is that the information also is very interesting when you think about storing the data. And then using the data over the long term to understand better how people develop disease and medical conditions. So the same information can also be used to unravel and understand better what makes us what may make us sick and what keeps us healthy. So it has sort of this curiosity driven, very sort of diversity focused element, but it also does have a very interesting element in terms of really helping scientists understand not only how we evolved as a human species and over time and over hundreds and thousands of years, but also how DNA and genetic information impacts on health.
Wow. Okay. So basically, in a nutshell, as Carol Ofori, I could do this test and find out I've got genetic ancestry from Asia or from Russia.
Correct. Maybe I should also say that one of the reasons why we developed a local test is that, look, ancestry tests are available. They have, I think, originally been developed in the US mainly and other places as well in the world. But we decided this is really based on the research that we've been doing and involvement in research for over the last 15 years in the countries that we thought it's a good idea to develop something that specifically focuses on African populations. So we put a strong emphasis on providing good information about diversity and people living in Africa or born in Africa. So I think that is one aspect. And then, yes, if you would do or anyone would do the test, and as long as we have got the reference material, so it's important to understand that the test is as precise as the reference material, so what genetic data we have got from people living in other parts of the world, because we need that data for comparison purposes. So if there's a sort of DNA information from people living in Germany or somewhere in Europe or in England or in South America or wherever across the world is in the database, then we can compare it and we can tell you about that in terms of your own profile.
Wow. So basically this whole thing of if someone's like, oh, you look like you've got a bit of Italian or some Ethiopian in you, now you can literally check whether or not you have that in you. And my next question would be then, how do you conduct a test? Is it a mouth swab or a blood test, or how does it work?
Yeah, it's at the moment it's using a mouth swab. It's very easy to apply. So typically the process is you can order the test online, so it's available through the website and also at Takealot. We're also looking at other ways to deliver it at the moment, but it's basically what happens when you order the test. It's delivered to your home or to any address of your choice. Then you can follow the procedure. It's very easy. You do a mouth swab and for half a minute or so, and then it goes back into the box, and we collect the box, and it goes back into the lab. In the laboratory, the DNA is extracted, and it's basically then processed in the laboratory, and it's looking at about 650,000 genetic markers that sort of cover your entire the genome, the entirety of your genetic information in critical areas, and we're looking for what is called ancestry informative markers. So these are sort of DNA and genetic information that allows us to look for these comparisons and the differences between individuals. And then once we've generated the data, it then is sort of goes through an informatic sort of process, a computer and an analytical process, and then it generates a report, and that report is then delivered back to you as an individual.
Wow, I'd love to do something like this. It sounds so exciting.
Yeah, so Carol, yeah, what we thought we would do is we thought we ship 3 kits to you, and so you can do a test, and maybe you and 2 of your team members, and you can try it out, and you can trial it and see what it reveals about yourself, and see if there's a lot of exciting history or information in your own profile, or and compare it to that of your team members.
That is so cool. Thank you so much. I'd love to do that. I'd love to find out, my genetic ancestry. I'm assuming that it would be a lot of like South Africa. I know we have a little bit of European on my granddad's side and my grandside. So anything outside of that would be a complete surprise. So I am really excited about that.
Fantastic. Yeah. No, if you're interested and you're happy to do it, we're happy to ship you a few kits, and then you can experience the whole process.
Fantastic. So for now, if for those listening who are like, actually, I also want to find out my heritage, they can find you on Takealot, and where else can they find you on social media, etc.?
Yeah, we are sort of, you can find information on the website, behappytobeyou.co.za. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, typically, and Takealot, the test is also available on Takealot.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Doctor. I'm looking forward to getting my kit, doing my mouth swab, and finding out where on earth is my bloodline from. Very exciting.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be exciting. Yeah.
Oh, yay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Reinhard Hillier. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much, Carol, and thanks also to your listeners. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. That's Dr. Reinhard Hillier from Happy to Be You. As he said, you can find them on social media and on their website, Happy to Be You. It is Heritage Month. Yeah, why not find out your full heritage in the most creative way ever, doing a DNA ancestry test. So, yeah, exciting times.